If you really, really love your dog, you can have twice the love. You can have your dog cloned if you're willing to spend $100,000 to do it. NPR's Rob Stein has been asking how people decide to clone their dogs and what the experience is like. So he went to visit a couple who did this and also visited their dog, or rather, dogs.
So to meet these canine clones and their owners, I traveled to Lafayette, Louisiana, and headed to the DuPont Veterinary Clinic.
DuPont Veterinary Clinic.
To find Dr. Philip DuPont and his wife, Paula.
Morning.
Good morning. Nice to meet you. Paula DuPont.
Oh, great. Great. Nice to meet you, too.
As I walk in, I see there's nothing fancy about the clinic, and the DuPonts seem like just regular folks, but they're pretty well known around town. Not only because they take care of lots of people's pets, also because of their dogs. I spot them right away, sacked out on the floor behind the front desk.
Wait, hold on. Are those the guys?
Those are the guys. That's Ken and Henry.
Ken and Henry pop up their heads, scramble onto their long legs, and start checking me out.
Oh, yeah, sniff and snort. Come here, Henry.
They're so cute.
At first glance, Ken and Henry look identical.
I'm sorry, so this is Ken. They have the same long, slim bodies, really pretty coats, tan, grain, white markings, floppy ears, long snouts.
Well, I put a red collar on Ken and a black collar on Henry so I can tell who's who.
Ken and Henry are genetic duplicates of the DuPont's last dog. His name was Melvin.
That's Melvin on a coffee cup.
I turn around. It's Dr. DuPont. He's holding up a coffee mug for me to see. It's covered with identical pictures of a dog that looks just like Ken and Henry.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Melvin in that picture?
He was about 8 years old.
Dr. DuPont takes me outside to tell me more about Melvin and give Ken and Henry a chance to play.
Come on, boys. Out this way.
We head to a big open field.
Come on, clowns. Henry, get yourself over here. Henry, come over this way.
As Ken and Henry start wrestling in the grass, DuPont tells me all about Melvin.
Well, he was different. All the dogs I have, he was completely different.
Melvin was supposed to be a purebred Catahoula hound, Louisiana state dog. Turned out, Melvin was a mutt. Probably part Catahoula, part Doberman.
I paid $50 for him, but I wasn't going to return it. I thought, while I'm going to put him to sleep, turn out to be the best dog ever owned.
DuPont has lots of stories about what made Melvin the best. How Melvin once found his car keys in the tall grass. How they trusted Melvin so much, they let him babysit their grandson all by himself in the backyard. How folks would come by just to visit with Melvin.
He listened. You could talk to him. He sure understood what you're talking about. You tell him anything, he'd go do it. And most of the time, he knew what you're talking about. He'd come sit with you. It was weird.
So, a couple years ago, when Melvin was starting to show his age, the DuPonts heard about a place that was cloning dogs, a lab in South Korea. Even though it cost $100,000, the DuPonts decided to do it. So DuPont sent some of Melvin's skin cells off to the lab in South Korea. They couldn't wait. But the first clone puppy they got back ended up dying right away from distemper. So the lab tried again. This time, they got two healthy clones.
So are they exactly alike?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Same DNA, everything. And the personality, same too.
For a while, it was like having three Melvins. But less than 2 years later, Melvin's time came.
I'll put him down.
Is that hard for you?
Yeah, it was hard.
Do you still miss Melvin?
Quite a bit.
Does it help having these two guys here?
Oh, yeah. You forget it real quick. They come run through the house and jump in your lap. 75-pound dog sitting in your lap watching TV. So you're back where you're at.
There aren't a lot of clone dogs in the world, but the lab in South Korea that cloned Ken and Henry say they've created about 600 clone dogs, mostly for grieving pet owners. But not everyone thinks this is so great. Before I went to see the DuPonts, I talked with In-Seo Hyung, a bioethicist at Case Western Reserve University, to find out why.
If you love dogs and you really want to have your companion animal cloned, you really do need to take very seriously the health and well-being of all the dogs that would be involved in this process.
You see, to clone a dog, you need to use a lot of other dogs, female dogs, to get eggs to make cloned dog embryos and be surrogate mother dogs. So lots of dogs go through operations to get the eggs and impregnate the surrogates, and most of the time, it doesn't work. So you have to try over and over again to get each clone.
I think there are probably better ways to spend $100,000 if you really care about animals.
Young also wonders about the health of the cloned puppies. Most cloned animals end up pretty sickly, and just because the clones have the same genes as the original dogs, Young says that doesn't necessarily mean they're really carbon copies.
All cloning does is reproduce the genome of your original pet. But maybe the way that your dog interacted with you and the way it looked was also strongly environmentally influenced. And you can never, obviously, duplicate that kind of influence.
Come on, see my squirrel trap up there. Come on, boys.
I wonder what the DuPonts think about all this.
Quick, 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 quick.
Let's go.
So we head back inside.
Come on in.
So we can all sit down and talk about it. We walk through Dr. DuPont's examining room. He stops to point out the hunting trophies lining the walls, heads of warthogs and other critters.
Yeah, you're thirsty.
Paula fills a big bowl for the dogs. When I press them about whether their clones are really exact duplicates, they admit there are little differences. The white stripe on Henry's nose is a lot wider than Ken's, and he weighs a bit less. Ken's more of a loner. But that's about it.
They're so much like Melvin, and it's unreal. You see Melvin every day in them.
And so far, they seem perfectly healthy. As far as other dogs suffering, they dismiss all that. They say they got a good look at the lab both times when they visited to pick up their clones.
Even though South Koreans eat dogs, they love their pets. And they got rooms for these dogs sleeping with beds. They got technicians sleep with these dogs. And they're well cared for. And then when they get through, they're fixed up and go to new homes. At the end, it's a win thing for the bitch. Nobody goes gets killed. She's going to be well cared for.
I ask them if they feel bad at all about spending so much money to create clones when so many regular dogs need homes.
There will always be stray dogs on the road and too many dogs at the animal shelter because the original owner of the dog that got pregnant and produced the puppies, that was the irresponsible owner. Everyone that's cloned a dog, we're not cloning our dogs on the idea of producing 10 more. We're looking at having the one special dog again.
In their case, two special dogs again.
Good dog, Henry, up.
And the DuPonts are talking about cloning Melvin one more time, this time for their grandson.
Ken. Sit, say aw.
Rob Stein, NPR News.
There, good dogs, yeah.